Hello, this is Werewolf the Podcast. Get it, the podcast, because like werewolves have pads on their feet, and then they could call it a podcast instead of a... Anyway, we're carrying on. This is episode 21 of Werewolf the Podcast, Family Holidays. Every year we go away back to her homeland for her family's hunting season. We would fly into Surgut City in Siberia to meet her parents and her big extended family. I suppose you would call it a tribe or something like that. From there, and after a big party, we would then make the rest of the journey by rental car into the Ural Mountains to a little town called Shugu, which her family sort of owns. From there, we become wolves and head into the mountains for the hunt days. They hunt for meat for the year. They hunt elk, ibex, tur and bear, and to be honest, humans as well, you know. The villagers in that area know to be extremely careful in the late summer in the mountains. The first time I went, I would be introduced to her parents, you know, that meet the parents first time thing. I'd never had the meet the parents thing before. I'd eat the parents, but I've never meet the parents. Her home is in the Kandinsky district of Siberia. She comes from a small village there. Her family have been in the area for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, and are the latest generation of the Mansi people. They name themselves the Vogel. The people there have recently been studied and shown to have the mitochondrial DNA of the first Eurasians. The early tribes got into this area during the Paleolithic era. The Ural Mountains are pretty massive and acted as a barrier to further expansion east of these people. Interesting shit, huh? They are the home turf of her family tribe, or to put it better, a werewolf pack. Surgut City itself is a very modern city where her family spends most of the year. They've been there since the days of its creation. Even the city's flag sports a black wolf on a yellow and blue background. The flag and the coat of arms celebrate the wolves that run this city. Her father is somewhat reclusive. He's a businessman, immensely wealthy, an actual for real oligarch, with his money gained from vast gas and oil industries and the wolves monopolize in this area. He also owns the infrastructure of this fair city. He has two giant power plants. He totally controls the shipping industry, having a total grasp of what goes in and out of the enormous port on the river. His brother is a renowned politician in the area, and between them, they're the gods and guardians for the province, either in wolf or human form. Her father is called Almoko. The Moko part has those funny dots above each O, making it sound way cooler than a normal O. The name again hints at his heritage as the wolf that he is. The owl bit stems from the O, or moon, A-U, and the Moko means strong man. Such a great name for an alpha werewolf, if they actually existed. The first time we flew into Surgut, I have to admit, I was a little nervous. After telling me about her family and her pack, I realised these were influential people and were very powerful. These types do not generally frighten me, but I'd never met anyone I couldn't destroy before. This was very different, though. In this case, she had a family of werewolves, a family made up of gods like me. After my due diligence and research, I found out that they had more financial power than some small countries. Well, more than some big countries. Well, more than some fucking huge countries, to be honest. We were met at the airport by two of her brothers the first time we landed there. And oh, and this is nothing like the movies. They did not look like black leather jacketed cool guys or sharply dressed business people. They just looked, well, they just seemed kind of Russian. I know that's me being stereotypical, but they just did, maybe a bit hairier than the average guy and a little longer in the canine tooth, but that was it. Their posits were huge, one black, one grey, and both eyed my posit with a bit of distrust and happily greeted the posit of their sister. We watched them play in the centre of the arrivals area, unseen by other passengers. The brothers greeted and hugged their sibling, laughing as they watched the playing posits. My posit sat on the edge of the others as they played, scratching his head and waiting to be welcomed. And I kind of did the same, quietly watching the family reunion. This was a big step for me to take. Would I be accepted or would I not? Eventually, the posit stopped their greetings and turned towards mine. They stalked up to him, but he held his ground as the unknown posit circled him. He was not going to be submissive, and I felt proud of him. The human family reunion stopped at this point and they turned towards me, three pairs of predator's eyes focused directly on me. I actually felt a little fear. What a thrill. She whispered into each of their ears and they smiled in response and laughed as she held the men's hands and brought them to meet me. "This is Will," she said. They smiled and laughed. They were greeting me as though I was a long-lost brother. Each hugged me hard and I felt their strength. It felt like I was home. They genuinely seemed pleased to see me and it felt like I'd already been accepted. It was the first time I ever felt family, or maybe the feelings of family, I'm not sure. They were dressed in warm layers and looked ordinary. I looked around for security and any other posits in the area, but I couldn't see any. I then realised they didn't need any support or security. They were the monsters and had nothing to fear. Her father was a little untrusting when we first met. He'd not heard of werewolves in other parts of the world. I think he was genuinely fascinated to try and find out my history and how I gained my posit. We would sit with our posits deep into the night while we spoke about my past, and my posit would tell him of his many generational histories. He spoke of the posit's journey from the mountains and into Western Europe and how he'd travelled even further west into America and South America. It was a history I knew well from chatting with my posit, but for Al it was genuinely fascinating. Al did not tell me the whole of what he thought about my posit's history though. He did not recognise Fenrir as a posit from the past, even though he was one of the original werewolf tribe. This became a bit of an issue in my story. You will understand all this later on. The Ural Mountains are a wild place, a harsh place, a place where the hunt is the only way to stay alive. Her people were the first werewolves. Apparently they made some spiritual pacts with a wolf pack up there. The wolves released their spirits as posits so they and those people could live in such a harsh place. It had been a long, enduring journey. We had the stink of the human on us from our interaction with them, but we'd made it. 14 plus hours of flying, then 16 hours of driving. Yeah, you read that right. A 16-hour drive to get to her hometown. Her hometown is a proper shithole, to be honest. But that's how we met the family. That's the end of the episode. If you'd like to give me a donation, which would be lovely of you, then there is a link. It says support the show down in the description. Love you loads. Stay safe. Bye.